As we heard, Egypt's embattled military rulers are going ahead with parliamentary elections scheduled for next week. There were fears that the recent turmoil could have led to the vote being postponed or canceled. But there are also concerns in Egypt about the elections going forward, as Ursula Lindsay reports from Cairo.
Even before huge demonstrations and clashes with police broke out across Egypt, many here were nervous about the upcoming elections. They feared violence outside polling stations. They feared chaos on election day, with millions of inexperienced voters trying to navigate a poorly planned new electoral system. They feared an Islamist takeover, and some feared that the elections would return the old regime to power. Ahmed Meher is a leader of the April 6 youth activist group that spearheaded protests against Mubarak. He says the military council now ruling Egypt is trying to keep the old regime in place. They think getting rid of Mubarak is change enough, he says. There have been calls to ban former members of President Mubarak's now disbanded National Democratic Party, or NDP, from running in the elections. For decades, the NDP had a stranglehold on the country's political life, winning whopping majorities in fraudulent elections. Now there are hundreds of candidates running who were once in the president's party. Some former NDP members are having their brothers or sons run for them, says Meher. Some of them are even running as revolutionary candidates. This is fraud. This is trickery, he says. Meher and his colleagues created a website that lists former NDP candidates and encourages voters to boycott them. But they met with violence and threats. That's because they weren't just targeting a party, but trying to dismantle an age-old system in which powerful local notables and businessmen command the votes of entire families, tribes, and villages. Mouattaz Mahmoud comes from one such family in southern Egypt. He and his relatives own cement companies that employ thousands of people. His father served in parliament for decades. His brother won a seat in controversial 2010 elections, which were marked by charges of widespread vote fraud and handily won by the NDP. Today, he heads a new party, and he bristles at the idea that former NDP members should be singled out.
Okay, then everyone who's participated in political life since the days of Gamal Abdel Nasser should be disqualified. We haven't had a clean election since 1924. Former NDP members are accused of corrupting political life because they supported the regime. But everyone supported the regime. America itself did.
On Monday, after 3 days of bloody street battles and growing protests, the ruling military council in Egypt made some concessions. It accepted the resignation of the cabinet. It promised to see to the needs of those injured during the January uprising. And it issued a new legal decree banning those who corrupt political life from office. But experts say the law is unlikely to affect former NDP members in these elections. Only those who are actually convicted of corrupting political life can be banned. And since trials here take years, members of Mubarak's former party will still run. That's if the elections even take place. The Supreme Council of the Armed Forces, or SCAF, has conceded too little too late, says Ahmed Shokr, an editor at an Egyptian independent online news site who has spent the last few days in Tahrir. Changes to the election rules won't appease the protesters now.
Part of the message they're trying to deliver is that they don't see the existing political process, the existing political roadmap laid out by SCAF as a way out of this crisis. On the contrary, it's a roadmap that has been put in place to further entrench SCAF's power. And, you know, people are saying, I'm sorry, but elections are not going to solve the problems that Egypt is deeply mired in right now and that SCAF is responsible for.
In Tahrir Square, demonstrators continue to defy the military authorities. The crowd often breaks out into the same chant. The people want the downfall of the field marshal, referring to the leader of the military council. For The World, I'm Ursula Lindsay in Cairo.